Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here we go. I want winners. I want $1,000 winners on this show today.
And we had one?
We had one on Tuesday.
We're trying to tell y'all now.
Can we sweep all 4 hours? We're going for a sweep all 4 hours. We want all four winners between 2 and 6 today to come from listeners of WQAM. Entercom would have to give us a raise if that happened.
Really?
Would they have to give us a raise, Valero?
No.
Oh,
why would they give
us a raise?
You're
going to bust a bubble like that, man. Just play the game, man.
All right, man. They'll give you a raise.
Yeah.
There we go. Come on,
that's
listeners.
What I wanted to hear. Time for your chance to take home $1,000. It's the 560 WQAM Training Camp 12 a days. Your chance to take home $1,000 12 times a day. Text the word hold. Were you ever called for a hold?
Oh, plenty of times.
I imagine that you were.
You go to hell.
How many times did you actually hold, though?
None. The ref didn't know what was going on.
There's not a person in the NFL on defense that has ever thought they've held. Even when there's replay of a handful of jersey.
Nah, coach, he had me. He threw his jersey into my hand.
Text the word hold to 72881 and you are registered. H-O-L-D to 72881. If you don't win this time, your next chance will be around 3 o'clock. It's a national contest. Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. We had a winner on Tuesday in the 2 o'clock hour. So, you know, let's make it a
follow the trends.
Thursday, 2 o'clock winner. Text the word hold.
We have Rob Prezzolo on today, right?
That is right.
Got to follow the trends.
That's a trend.
Come on now.
72881. Text the word hold. I have a lot of stuff to get to this afternoon. Surprising how much stuff there is to talk about this time of year. 7 days till the Dolphins start practicing officially. I think rookies report Wednesday, right? So that's what? Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Is that 7 days? Something like that.
If it's 7 days, it'd be Thursday.
Thursday, what's today?
Thursday.
All right.
A week, 7 days.
7 days still?
In a week still. Yeah.
In a leap year even?
No, we're locked in. 7 days.
All right. Dolphins are almost upon us. And hurricane football almost upon us.
I'm excited.
It's getting there. Oh, you know what? Speaking of hurricane football, Kenny Kelly is going to join us today, hopefully in about 15, 20 minutes. Kenny Kelly, a lot of Hurricane fans will remember, was the quarterback in 98 and 99. You said you knew of him when you were in high school, right?
Yeah, he was a gigantic name in recruiting, and I came out of no too. So my freshman year, like, he was that dude coming through recruiting. I remember hearing his name all the way in Atlanta.
Well, Kenny Kelly, this is an interesting turn. So he was a quarterback for the Miami Hurricanes, and then he went and played Major League Baseball for a while as well. He is now embarking on his third sport, which is highlight. It's the craziest story. We were made aware of it a couple weeks ago, but Magic City is having a highlight season where the players are not your traditional, you know, Spanish highlight players from the Basque region.
Yeah.
They are the majority Miami Hurricanes.
When they decided to make highlight, and they didn't have it in the past. They stopped the
Greyhound racing
and made highlight. And the approach was, we're in South Florida. Let's get X great UM athletes to come out here and try this sport. And it materialized. I'm excited to ask him about it.
So we'll see what he has to say. We can ask him about Malik Rozier, too. I don't know if he follows the Miami Hurricanes still. Like, I don't know if he's...
He's in Tampa now. I read up a little bit. He's in Tampa.
He lives in Tampa.
Coaching football and baseball. But I'm pretty sure, well, once a Gator, always a Gator. I don't know if y'all do the same thing down here.
I'm
going to
say we do it better and harder
stronger. Listen now. You're going to throw me under the bus. I gave
swag.
You the chance. I
we
gave
do
you
it
the
with
chance.
More swag. You do it with Dan Mullen.
He got swag. Seen them Gator Jordans?
No.
You haven't seen him on Twitter?
Uh-uh.
We were Nike, now we're Jordan. Oh, my goodness. The whole Jordan collection came out.
Are there a lot of colleges that are the Jordan brand?
I know Michigan and Florida. Only
North
the good
Carolina,
ones.
Too.
North Carolina,
oh,
yeah.
That
Carolina.
Makes sense, yeah.
Like the top brands, you know, the recognizable teams. Yeah.
The guy who played basketball?
Y'all are Adidas? Okay.
I mean, Jordan played basketball.
Oh, Adidas, yeah.
Adidas is big time, yeah.
Yeah. What does it stand for? All day I dream about soccer? Okay, never mind. Let's move
soccer
on.
Soccer shoes.
I remember sex.
That was
a song.
Who? That was from, that, not Goody Mob.
Who? No, it wasn't Goody Mob. All day I dream about
sex. All day
sex.
I dream about.
I have it on my iPhone. I have a phone here, so I can tell you in
was
a
that
second.
Big boy in out with Outkast?
No, they're way too smart for that song.
No, I think it was somebody from Atlanta that made that song.
Hold on, I'm going to look it up, because I have it.
Sleepy Brown. Look it up. See if Sleepy Brown pops
Sleepy
up.
Sleepy Brown? Hold on.
It was Killer Mike from Outkast.
Killer Mike. I knew it was somebody from Atlanta.
Well,
yes.
Killer Mike featuring Big Boy.
Big Boy?
No.
I told you it was somebody from Atlanta.
No, I don't think you're right.
B-O-I.
Hold on. That, of course, was your former email address.
Uh-huh.
Little racist
nope,
boy.
No, racer boy.
Yeah. Well, mixed reviews.
How come I can't find? Oh, there it is. Adidas.
Atlanta's finest.
I got Roe James.
Oh, that's one of 1970 Adidas.
Hold on, let me look on my library. Yeah, Killer Mike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an Atlanta song, baby. I was up there.
Then, of course, Run DMC had my Adidas.
My
Adidas.
I remember both of them.
You know that song, Falero?
Nope.
You don't know Run DMC, My Adidas?
I know Run DMC. I don't know that song.
Really?
Is that shocking?
Yeah, that was a very popular song. And it's about sneakers. You guys, you love millennials. You guys love sneakers.
Well, it's not in the system, so I guess it wasn't that popular.
That was a good one, little racist boy.
Racer.
Are you upset now that you did tell us your email address?
A little bit. Actually, I do have my Adidas. They misspelled it.
Really?
They put two D's.
My Adidas. Walk through carpet doors and roam all over Coliseum floors. I slept on stage at Live Aid. All the people gave and the poor got paid.
You don't remember the song? You remember the song?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, I never heard of it.
Really?
When this was out, like big, I was younger, I was wearing Avias. We had no money.
My Avias.
I used to sing that song. I got picked on for my Avias in elementary school. I wasn't a big dude. I was small until high school.
My Avias.
And I used to get fresh Avias. But if you have a new shoe, like you're excited, my mom just bought me a new shoe. But it's a $20 pair of shoes, but I was naive, and I'm throwing on, white and blue Avias. Let me get my blue pants and my white
you
shirt to match them.
You feeling good walking out of the house.
Man, the first day of school, they gave me hell. Ooh, Crowder, you killing them with the Avias. Man, y'all go to hell.
That's mean.
That was mean.
I don't like that.
I ain't say it when I got the sophomore year, though, when his shoulders spread out.
You wore Avias. I wore Filas. Those are my cheap ones.
But they weren't bad because the Grant Hill. The Grand Hill Felines with the blue around them? Those were fine.
I don't know a thing about who endorsed shoes. This just wasn't a big deal when I was a kid. Like
I would say you didn't have money like I didn't. Because if you didn't know what shoe was who person, you weren't getting the coolest shoes.
But I don't think, like, so if I'm in, what, grade school in, what, 80, 81, 82? Like, there was none of that.
You know what?
Like
that's true. Like Walter Payton.
Walter Payton had ruse. Now that was big in Chicago because it was Walter Payton. But I don't think anyone I'm telling you, I don't think anyone knew what other people were wearing cared.
I would actually say, and not even making fun of the age difference, I don't think it was as big as it was.
It was no, I
you know what
guarantee
it was? Honestly,
you.
You're from Chicago. It was Jordan that did that.
Right, but that was way beyond when I was in grade school.
I'm thinking it's Jordan that set the thing up, everybody having their own shoe. It
Correct.
Was Michael Jordan with the Jordans and all. Before that, yeah, Walter Payton with ruse. Who's
and
wearing a damn ruse?
And it wasn't his own shoe either. He was just endorsing ruse.
Yes. No, I'm with you.
Chuck Taylors were the Converse Chuck Taylors, those canvas Chuck Taylors. That's what you wore.
The worst athletic shoe in the history of time.
There's no, it's wearing a sock, pretty much, with sole, right?
Oh, I'll yell at a player if they have a Chuck Taylor on. But that's a sock. That's a soled sock. Don't wear that out here no more. I just like to yell at my players.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, yeah. Put the pressure on them.
You're not, I don't know if you're cut out for coaching.
I am. No nonsense. Zero tolerance.
But these are kids.
I know. They need to learn life. Zero tolerance. One boy today said, I'm tired. I said, nobody else is tired, so you need special treatment? You want me to treat you special because there's 40 guys not tired and you're tired?
Well, didn't you
want
to know why he was tired?
I don't give a damn why he's tired. I have 40 guys to set against him. There's a precedent set.
I think it's important to know why he was tired.
Come on, Trey. Come on, Trey.
Well, we're going to talk with Kenny Kelly, hopefully, in about is he good to go?
Yeah, he's good to go.
All right, so we'll talk with him. I think he's got a highlight match this afternoon or tonight or something, because I think it's, what's today, Thursday still?
Thursday still.
Yeah, I think they play Wednesday through Sunday at Magic City. So I think he's got a 3 o'clock card and then again 7 o'clock, something like that.
Oh, so this pregame.
Yeah, like he's in.
He might be locked in.
He is. Remember when Jim Larrañaga joined us once before the Duke game? We were outside at the Watsco Center there, and he came out, and he was just being nice to us.
But it was a very different interview.
He was in game mode, and that wasn't, you know, that was Duke game mode.
Yes, no jokes, no movie stuff.
I don't know who Kenny Kelly's playing today. Find out soon who some of his opponents are, Falero. Pull up the highlight program.
What website is that?
Oh, Magic City or whatever.
Oh, okay.
My harness horse is running Saturday.
Is he running or is he walking fast?
He's good horse.
But he's walking fast.
Trotting.
Tomato, tomato.
All right. Well, Kenny Kelly, I'm fascinated. I happen to love highlight. I've been talking about this on the radio for years. I'm really into everything that's dying.
Nate the Great Brooks.
Is who he's playing?
Brooks, sorry. No, he's not playing. I'm just looking at some of the players here. Tanar Davis. Baraka Short.
No, but I know who the rosters are. Like, I know the Hurricanes that they've selected and whatnot. I was just curious who he's matching up with, say, in game one, game two, game three.
They don't got that up here.
They don't got that up there.
Uh-huh.
That's not right. That's not right.
It's not?
They don't got that up there. Thanks, Killer Mike. All right, well, Kenny Kelly's going to join us. We're going to talk some highlight and Hurricanes. That's kind of cool. Yeah. Hurricanes don't have a highlight team, do they? Highlight club, maybe?
I don't think they got that.
Probably not. All right, we'll get to Kenny Kelly here in a moment. Let me talk about the Cheetah first. Always great stuff happening at the Cheetah. The Rodriguez Charities, in partnership with the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs, are hosting their fourth annual poker tournament at the Seminole Coconut Creek Casino Saturday, July 28th. You can get more info at funpokerday.com. Find out about sponsorship opportunities for your business. You can find out if you want to play in the tournament. You can get details right there. 100% of the proceeds from the event is donated to local charities. So go to funpokerday.com for all the info. Funpokerday.com. You know you can receive free drinks, special offers, info on upcoming events by texting the word cheetah and the number 1 to 72727. Never miss the action by liking them on Facebook and Instagram. Your eyes will thank you later. Gotta make the Cheetah Gentlemen's Clubs your free lunch hotspot. They offer a free gourmet lunch menu daily, 11:30 till 3, happy hour till 6, and so much more. If you want more info, check out their website at cheetahsofl.com. Radio.com. Radio.com. As I said on Twitter, what's better than talking Canes and highlight? I love them both.
I've never watched highlight.
Oh, my goodness.
Never seen a game.
You've never been to a live highlight match?
Honestly, I walked into the one on Dania Beach, but it was almost like a museum. Like, yeah. They were like, hey, come check out this court.
Back in the day, man. We're going to go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline here and talk to Kenny Kelly. I told you the Hurricanes fans will remember Kenny Kelly. And you said growing up, where you knew him from Tampa or you knew him from Atlanta?
I was in Atlanta, and he was about 5 years ahead of me. And I remember his name coming through recruiting services and just hearing his name on different, you know, recruiting boards for teams that I was already looking at to play for. But he was big crap coming out of Tampa.
He came to Miami. He was a quarterback in 98, 99. He went on to play Major League Baseball, if you remember. but now he's involved in High Li. And so my love affair with High Li, my love affair with the Hurricane started in 87 when I went to University of Miami. My love affair with High Li started when I was a kid. My parents, we would take a vacation every year to Miami Beach. And we'd fly, and then one night during the vacation, my parents would always go to High Li. You couldn't go when you were a kid. Back in, you know, the 70s and early 80s, like, they wouldn't allow kids in the Fronton. So all I would do is see my parents leave. They'd get dressed up. And then when I came to University of Miami and I could go, man, the valet was packed and, you know, Shula would be there. And you, I mean, it was a who's who.
So you love High Li and you love the Canes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're about to talk to Kenny Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, you're married, okay?
All right.
Don't act crazy around.
Because I'm getting a little crazy here already. So Magic City Casino, they're in their inaugural season of High Li. They've got a number of former Miami Hurricanes, and they've, I guess, turned them into High Li players, Kenny Kelly being one of them. You can get more info at magiccitycasino.com. They play Wednesday through Sunday. The season runs through the end of November. There's a lot of prize money up for grabs as well, and I'm excited to talk to Kenny Kelly. Hello, Kenny. Is he there?
Yes.
Hey,
oh, yeah.
What's
How
happening,
you,
man?
Sir? Yeah, what's going on? Yeah, appreciate for having me on.
Did you ever in a million years think that your career arc would include being a professional High Li player?
Not in a million years. I tell you what, growing up in Tampa, you know, I remember back in the day, you know, when I was coming up, my grandfather used to go and he used to take me sometimes to the dog track and, you know, we go over there and we have family over there. And I remember High Li back in the day then. I just, you know, just vaguely just remember it. And just getting the opportunity and getting to know the Havanick family there at Magic City and them coming up with this idea. I thought it was really interesting and intriguing.
I
took it upon. Yeah. And I took it upon to, you know, they trained us for 5-6 months. And, hey, it turned out to be a great thing.
It's incredibly difficult, though, right? I've done High Li one, not that I actually played a game. I just was able to throw the pelota once. They attached the cesta to my hand. I mean, that thing is attached to your hand. For people that don't know High Li, it's not easy, though. Are you able to play it at a high level?
Well, I tell you what, the hardest thing was, you know, like you said, just putting on the cesta and you know, the throwing and the catching. I mean, it's a difficult sport to learn, you know, and I think my baseball background, I think it made it a little bit easier for me. You know, it's just like anything, you know, you put your heart and soul into it and you work hard, you know, things start to come, you know, kind of easy. People got to understand we've only been training for 5-6 months, but, you know, it's been a 5-4-5, sometimes 6-day, you know, a week type training, you know, to get prepared. And are we at our top notch? Am I at my best right now? Oh, no, of course not, you know. The good thing about this is you know, where my game or where our game will be in the next year, you know.
And Kenny, you played at UM. You played the highest level of football. You played baseball, MLB. You know what I'm saying? Like, you played against some great athletes. Is it that tough, man? Because you were a professional athlete. Was it that tough to learn High Li?
It's tough. I'm still learning. You know, I tell you, the most difficult thing is catching. You know, it's tough. Now, I will put, you know, trying to learn out there with, you know, just about anything else, you know. The good thing about High Li, it kind of reminds you of baseball, you know. In High Li, it doesn't matter how big, how fast, how strong you are, how tall or short you are. It doesn't matter. You know, it's all about technique and you know, being disciplined and watch all the way in and just having good form, you know. So, as you can see, we got all walks of life playing this game, small, big, little. You know, it doesn't matter. And that's what's so exciting about this sport.
Former Canes quarterback Kenny Kelly, he is part of the inaugural season of High Li at Magic City Casino. Are you enjoying it? Are you having fun going out there every night and getting out there and playing competitive High Li?
Yeah, definitely. Oh, man, definitely having fun. I tell you what, you know, me being involved in a lot of things, playing four sports in high school and, you know, and like you said, that, you know, playing college football and professional baseball, at high level, I've always learned that, hey, if you're not having fun, you know, it's time to give it up. So I'm definitely, I know the rest of the guys, we're definitely having fun out there, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, you know. So I know I'm having fun. I look forward to, you know, getting better and continuing with the season and see where it goes after this year.
Kenny, I looked it up. Like I said, I've never been to a highlight match. I've seen the court one time, but I saw the ball moves 170 miles per hour. My goal would be to get the hell out the way. Has there been any injuries? You know what I'm saying? Has there been any injuries or anything that came with the learning curve of highlight?
Oh, yeah. We've had a couple guys go down, man. I tell you, we had a couple guys get hit in the head. One get hit in the nose. Man, I tell you what, I got hit in the shin one time by a ball, and and that thing hurt for a week, you know. So I know I'm not the old 25-year-old young buck anymore. You know, I'm getting on up there. So it was just like the rest of us. So that ball does, you know, does come at you hard, and it does hurt if it hits you. You know, and that was one of the learning first-day learning curves we learned from our coaches, that, hey, you know, you get out of the way, don't use your bare hand, use this.
Were you in shape when they approached you about doing this? Were you in shape, or did you say to yourself, "Oh, hey, I got to start training again"?
Heck no, no, I definitely wasn't in shape. I tell you what, it doesn't matter how much training and how much work you do. You got to get in the game time, live activity, you know. And so, you know, I've been sore. I've been battling through some soreness and all that stuff over the last 2 weeks. But my body now is starting to get up under me, and I'll do some good things. So. A lot of us definitely wasn't ready and prepared for what we had in store. But, you know, we're getting there.
And what's the drive, man? Because, like you're saying, playing football, I know you want to go to the NFL. Then you play baseball, you got to the major leagues. But now, what's the drive? What now? What's that drive, that goal, that finish line in highlight?
Well, for me, it's having that, having that swagger and having that, you know, in the end, say, hey, you know, I work my butt off to be the best highlight player out of the group, you know. So for me, it's bragging rights, you know. And then also you got to understand there's a money incentive to it, you know. So, but also, too, it's just the bond with the guys, you know, just the small talk and us competing against each other and you know, trying to outdo each other. So I think just the fact that, you know, it's sentimental for a lot of us, knowing that we're former Canes and we just look towards, you know, just trying to have fun and create a good playing atmosphere.
Kenny Kelly, again, former Canes quarterback and now a highlight player at Magic City. It's just a whole bunch of Hurricanes, and it's a newer version of highlight. It's not the traditional length of the court and whatnot, but they are playing a full season of highlight, and there's prize money at stake, and it goes through November 30th. You can get info at magiccitycasino.com. Do you follow the Hurricanes? Are you down in South Florida usually, or are you still back in Tampa?
No, I'm down in South Florida now. Yeah, I'm here full-time, just training highlight and also, you know, doing some work over there at FIU football program under Coach Davis, and quality control analyst over there, working with the running backs and Coach, you know, Tim Harris. So, it's awesome for me right now. I mean, it's a blessing, and it keeps me going. You know, spend a lot of hours, you know, getting better, and you know, we'll see where it rolls.
FIU stole another Hurricane. they took Butch. They took Ken Dorsey. They took Kenny Kelly too. Do you follow the Miami Hurricanes?
Yeah, of course. That's my heart. You know, Miami. Yeah, definitely follow games. I try to used to attend one or two games, but you know, now I guess I'm a Panther, but I'm a Cane at heart. Always going to be a Cane.
Yeah, there's got to be that weird pull, right? Because you're always a Miami Hurricane, and that's one of the great things about being a Miami Hurricane is that fraternity of being one, and you're so close. But yeah, you're with Butch and FIU now, so you gotta kind of share your allegiance.
Yeah, well, you know, I root for the Canes every week except for week four of this season. You know, when they have to play us, FIU. So. Any other week, I'm rooting for Hurricanes, and also, you know, obviously, you know, definitely rooting for what we got in store over here at the Panthers and the building process we have going on.
And what are you, being a quarterback, man? How do you assess Malik Rozier? Because Mark Richt just came out and said he's starting the LSU game, but they got Nkosi Perry behind him. They got the young boy, I forget his name. Like, do you have full confidence in Malik Rozier going into a season?
Well, I just think he's most experienced, and he's proven a winner. You know, regardless, I know he came under some struggles last year, you know, but I think with another year on his belt, I mean, it's his job to lose, if that makes sense. So I think it's a good decision, you know, give him the opportunity to win it or lose it. And I think Coach Rickham is doing a a fine job over there, you know, with that quarterback situation, because it's definitely not an easy situation to
deal
with.
How often do you and Butch Davis and Ken Dorsey share Miami Hurricane stories? I mean, that's got to be a running thread, right?
Oh, man, almost every day. I mean, you know, you got to understand, too, we got Kenny Holmes over there. We got Kennard Lane. We got Earl Little. So it's a lot of former us over there, you know, that came through in the good days. So we have plenty of stories.
Have they come out to see you play Hi-Li?
No, they haven't, not yet. You know, they've heard about it, but, yeah, we'll invite them out there. Coach Davis come out there sometime, and they'd definitely like for them to see me in action.
I used to see Randy Shannon out at Hi-Li all the time. Randy Shannon was a big Hi-Li fan. It would be great, man, if you – he was. I used to see Randy Shannon all the time at Hi-Li. He was a Hi-Li fan. It would be great if there was a resurgence of Hi-Li, Kenny, because I think it's a great sport, dying sport, and I think it's great that they're using Miami Hurricanes and that you guys are competing at Magic City Casino. I think it's a lot of fun. So we wish you luck, man. I want
a game today?
Yeah, you play today, right?
Yeah, playing today. Yes, sir.
You play today? You play what? Wednesday through Sunday, so it's every night?
Yep, Wednesday through Sunday. We have Monday to Tuesday off. You know, we have the matinee starts at 3, and then the night start at 7.
And then what, like, are you in, like, the cold tub? Like, are you beat up after a night of Hi-Li?
No, not really. Actually, to be honest with you, you know, I try to stay away from that training room. You know, I don't like the guys to see me hurt, you know. So if there's any doctoring I'm going to do, it's going to be at home. You know, them guys, they won't see me hurting.
What about mentally, man? Like, I know before a major league game or a football game, you got to, like, lock in. Like, do you lock in for Hi-Li?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I lock in. You know it. Yeah, I got my way of locking in is work. So, yeah, definitely try to stick with it.
Are all the Hi-Li players friendly? Or is there, like, because, I mean, you are competing, but you're all.
And also, like, lifelong Hi-Li players might look down upon the guys that just got into the sport.
Yeah, what about, like, lifelong Hi-Li players look at newcomers being, you know, given a spotlight like this. Do they say, hey, what are you doing? You're not playing our sport.
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I've heard some rumbling. I don't know for sure. You know, I stay off the media sites, and I don't pay attention to that. Obviously, you're going to. And when you have something like this, you're going to make some people happy. You're going to piss some people off. So for me, it's to say that, you know, I just worry about, you know, myself and just trying to do what I can do to make this sport and make myself better.
And do you guys get along there? Like, or is it when the card is running, I'm not going to, you know, have small talk with somebody that I'm playing in the seventh game?
Yeah. Well, we all pretty much get together. But, you know, you got 18, 19 young men, all different, you know, kind of backgrounds and different sports and stuff. So, you know, everybody's there competing, want to win. Everybody's used to winning and being on top. And so, you know, you're definitely going to have some sparks and some fireworks in there, which for me makes me want to go to that place every day, you know. So, but no, we pretty much get along for the most part. But, you know, it's just like anything else. You know, we like brothers. So, you know, brothers, you know, they don't argue and fight sometimes, but, you know, you pick yourself up and get over it and keep it moving. But I can tell you, for the most part, you know, we're all down for each other. We got each other back if it came to a point to where, you know, if we needed each other, you know. So that's how we roll.
Ken, are you married, man?
No, I'm actually divorced. So I'm a single man.
Okay, I didn't want to upset anybody if you were, but I was going to ask you, is there any Hi-Li groupies? Like, is there people after the match standing around?
I think, unfortunately, they all look like me, but go ahead, you answer, Kenny.
I might be 40 or 50, but you can still get you some action.
Yeah. No Hi-Li groupies there. I think we got to make some plays. We got to make some plays first.
Okay, the same way. Same way as football.
Not like back in Coral Gables where they were just lining up.
Right. You know, we got to make some plays around here before we get the goodies.
Kenny Kelly, former Miami Hurricanes quarterback. He is playing Hi-Li now. You could see him at Magic City Casino, their inaugural season of Hi-Li. Check out magiccitycasino.com. They play Wednesday through Sunday. It's a fun sport to watch. And the fact that Miami Hurricanes, including Kenny Kelly, are doing it makes it super exciting. And, you know, as a Hurricane grad myself, I'm hoping for great things from the Canes this season. I'm hoping for great things from FIU this season, because there are so many Miami Hurricanes that are now on the staff. And I think we both agree, Kenny, as long as the Gators and Seminoles are sucking wind, we're good,
look,
right?
Look.
Yeah. Well, I'm praying, you know, that UM does well. You know, I'm hoping to go 11-2 this year. And, you know, and lose in the national championship game, you know, they lose to us in week four and then turn around and play us again in the national championship game, and we'll beat them again.
That would be a storybook ending for FIU fans. Thanks for making time for us, Kenny.
Yeah, man.
Good luck today.
Appreciate it.
All right. Kenny Kelly there. Magic City Highlight. Check it out at magiccitycasino.com. I'd like to see you play. You have no idea how difficult that sport is.
Difficult. What? The ball goes fast?
Okay. Hey.
I'm going to go watch it, and I'll let you know after I watch. We should go see Kenny. I want to go see Kenny play because I've seen the videos. Doesn't seem that rough.
All right. All right, we'll go watch it. We'll
go watch it so I can really appreciate it.
Let's see if we can set up a field trip. We'll take a break here. That was fun. I enjoyed that. We'll take a break and we'll come right back.
Radio.com.
Oh, I love this song. I think I used to crank this up driving the Highlight back in the day.
He probably could have.
Such a great song.
I gotta go watch Highlight.
I was thinking to myself, why is this such a happy Thursday? I'm talking Hurricanes and Highlight. And who's this? Like something in Ollie?
It's Chaka Khan.
Oh, this is Chaka Khan?
Chaka Khan.
That might have been the first time you missed in years.
I think there's a song, something in Ollie, that is either samples this.
I'm sure you're right, but that's the first time you've ever missed an artist in about 2 years.
You okay?
I was about to say, man, what's going on with you?
And
malnutrition?
Ollie. Come on, Ken. Find what I'm thinking of. Ollie and Jerry. Ollie and Jerry breaking. There's No Stopping Us. This is There's No Stopping Us, right?
This is Ain't Nobody by Chaka Khan. 0 for 2.
But I think it's...
He's missing the
day,
huh?
Ain't nobody, nothing. I'm telling you, I think it's the same as Ollie and Jerry. Am I wrong on this, people?
No, you're singing this song, but I don't know who this damn Jerry is.
No, but I think Ollie and Jerry from Breakin', I think it samples this.
Ain't nobody, nothing better.
Doing it wrong.
What do you mean?
Doing it wrong.
Somebody text in, Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line, 56022. Was this sampled by Ollie and Jerry? See if you can find that song, Ollie and Jerry, Breaking.
Ollie and Jerry.
That's right.
They better than Hall & Oates.
I think that was their only song, Ollie and Jerry. I didn't even remember. I thought it was Somebody and Ollie.
You like groups of two men that lean on each other, don't you?
Simon & Garfunkel, Hall & Oates, Run-DMC.
Like that was more than
this. Is this it?
This is Ollie and Jerry. There's No Stopping Us.
I have to see if this is similar.
Man, these beats. It's just the 80s beat.
You remember the movie Breakin'?
Oh, yeah.
You ever see the movie Breakin'?
Turbo.
Yeah, Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah.
Beat Street. You ever see Beat Street?
No. There were a lot of Red Brothers in those movies.
Is that why you like
them? Oh, man, as a young kid coming up as a Red Brother, I had to find somebody to test mine. We had no Obamas and Drakes.
So you looked at Beat Street?
Oh, my. I had Mario Van Peebles popping out the water and Posse and stuff. I had to find something.
Posse?
You remember Posse?
Awful movie.
Terrible.
Awful movie.
But Mario made it.
Yeah, I guess there's some 80s similarity, but there's...
You were wrong.
I was wrong.
Yeah. Jamar Moore.
Jamar Moore.
He gave me a little something growing up.
You ever see Posse with Mario Van Peebles?
Who's Mario Van Peebles?
You don't even know who Mario Van Peebles is,
no,
do you?
No, Crowder's used that name so many
that's
times.
That's funny. Yeah, he fell off, right? Like, he doesn't do anything.
He fell off? When did he get on? When was he on?
Oh, no, there was a minute where Mario Van Peebles
literally 60 seconds, right? What are you talking about?
He had to have other movies besides Posse.
I've never seen him.
A co-star in some little stuff, yeah. I like Mario just because we're light-skinned. That's why I attached my train to Mario. That's it. We had nobody back in the day.
He's known for Heartbreak Ridge.
I ain't never seen it.
Bad Ass, and then Jaws.
What was that second one?
Bad ass.
There's a lot of S's and A's in there.
Uh-huh.
And then Jaws, The Revenge.
Jaws, The Revenge, ladies and gentlemen.
And Panther. All right. Did I say something wrong with Jaws the Revenge?
No, I'm marveling. I had seen, it was like 30 years ago today that Jaws the Revenge came out. I saw this on Twitter the other day. Because Jaws, there was Jaws 2, then there was Jaws 3D. I remember seeing them. Jaws, the actual original Jaws movie, was a great movie. I believe it would still hold up. If you watch it in a dark room, you don't have your cell phone on, where you really pay attention, I think you'll get scared the way that you did back in the 70s. Then there was Jaws 2, garbage. Jaws 3D, where you got the paper 3D glass. I remember going to see it. And then Jaws the Revenge, which I never saw, but I saw on Twitter the other day, they had the movie poster. And it had a picture of a shark. I just think of the idiocy of this. The tagline was, "This time it's personal." Now, how's that possible? It's a shark.
And the one that got killed is dead. So this is, right, this like is what, his cousin. Right, Great Whites they have a family group. Then they know like what
it's,
happened.
It's personal. See if you can look that up if I'm right. That the movie poster for Jaws.
No, I see it here. It says this time it's personal.
This time it's personal. So the other Jaws movies, you could understand, was just a shark attacking a swimmer. That makes sense.
He was trying to eat. He's trying hungry. To eat.
You're in his cereal bowl.
Yeah.
Right? You're swimming in his cereal bowl. This time, it had nothing to do with just being a shark and seeing something swimming in the water. This particular shark was out for blood against a particular person.
He had a vendetta. I don't think that's a good movie plot.
Jaws the Revenge, this time it's personal.
To your point about it holding up, I watched it recently with my son. Because I'm like, it's not real gory, just the fear of it.
Great.
I want to tighten up his emotions. I don't need all that fear in it.
Where is it? It's Amity. Amity, right?
Yes.
It's in Amity, where is that? One of the islands in New York,
yep,
I think.
Way up north.
Yeah.
And I watched it. You can see his teeth bending as he bites stuff.
Really?
Like, because it's all
that
the animatronic. And he bites, and it's paste. You can count. He closes his mouth, 1-2 seconds, 1-2. 1-2.
Like it's just,
it, you can tell.
We built a shark that opens and closes a mouth on a hinge.
It's a robot, and you can tell it now. Did you ever go on the ride?
Oh, yeah.
And when he popped up.
Right.
You knew where he was coming from. He popped up.
Yeah,
he bit three times in the air and went back down.
Yeah.
But he was a foot underwater. You could look at his nose. I remember last night, hey, it's his nose right there. Just have a good time. Be quiet.
It did $51 million at the box office. Jaws the Revenge in 1987. Mario Van Peebles.
51 million?
Yeah. Budget was $23 million. Box office was $51 million. Mario Van Peebles was indeed in it.
That's my man.
Mario
Come on, Red.
Van Peebles.
Light skin wonder.
Yeah, Jaws is something worth seeing, though. I would see that. I would see that. You should see that, Valero.
But like Crowder said, I'm going to be like,
wasn't the, if you watch it, though, in the dark, he watches with his girlfriend, like the anticipation, you remember at the beginning, the girl swimming, I don't want to give it all away, but.
Yeah. Oh, there's no spoiler alerts now. This is just, I think Valero understands what happened in Jaws by this time.
Oh, New Jack City, people are texting in. Mario Van Peebles was in New Jack City. That was the star vehicle, I thought.
The star vehicle?
That was a star vehicle for him.
Because Ice-T was the main guy, right?
Somebody wants to know, why didn't you attach yourself to Gregory Hines? He was a light-skinned brother. I used to love Gregory Hines.
I think I missed him.
He was too old.
He might have been too old for me. This is because I'm 83, so I had to find somebody around 93.
Because Gregory Hines, White Knights, you ever see that movie?
No.
Running Scared?
Nope.
With Billy Crystal, never saw that?
Nope.
Gregory Hines, for a minute, was king of the movies.
I'll get a Gregory Hines tattoo.
Wow. Wow, that escalated quickly. You'll get a Gregory Hines tattoo.
We got to stick together, baby.
Somebody's texting in that the shark in that movie followed the family to Orlando, so that it was that personal that he found the family in whatever city they went to?
I don't think that's realistic.
That's crazy to me that got made.
They have a new shark movie out, the Mega Shark.
I want to see that, the Meg.
Yeah.
I want to see that.
Isn't it bigger Jaws?
I think so. But it looks good. Doesn't it look good? I saw a coming attraction
for it. Is he going to eat people?
I mean, yeah, what's the point of a shark movie?
That's what I'm saying. Like, is this Deep Blue Sea and
I
Jaws mix?
I totally want to see the Meg. Have you seen a coming attraction for that, Valero?
I have. It doesn't look too good.
No?
Nah, it looks too cheesy to me.
Oh, I didn't think it looked cheesy. Somebody else says, you know, Jaws the Revenge followed them to the Bahamas. So he just...
It's the Bahamas.
Really? It's not Orlando?
No.
This is my thing with Jaws. Go stand 8 feet on the sand, and it's curtains.
Right. So that would be, like, you can't escape them if you just get to the sand.
So the horror side of it, where, like, Freddy Krueger, if you go to sleep, he got you.
Right. Or even sometimes if you turn your back, he's standing there.
Like, Jaws is never sneaking up on me in the living room or stalking me at Starbucks.
Yeah.
You know, Jaws is, he's there, and I know exactly where he is.
Except when it's personal.
How scary could somebody be if you know exactly where they are at all times?
Right, and you knew that you didn't have to be there at all.
Yeah.
Because you actually don't have to. He's got to be in the water. You actually don't.
And to the point of, oh, they wanted to save the kids of Amity. You know, they wanted to get him out of the water. I guarantee if you don't go in the water for a week and he gets hungrier, he's going to move on and go find some other fish to eat.
And you ruined 4th of July weekend.
Nah, we'll get it next year. Once a year, we got 4th of July, baby. That's a guarantee, even on leap year.
We'll get it next year. We do a code word at the top of every hour, so we are about 8 minutes, 7 minutes away from the next code word. Also, at 3 o'clock, we're going to try to win you money in two fashions.
Woo!
Code word, and Pizzola.
He's off vacation.
Yeah, he was off last week, man. But he's back with us today. Rob Pizzola is a professional sports gambler. One of the things I wanted to ask him, I told you at the beginning of the week, Bovada's got the Marlins at plus 90,000 to win the NL East. And so I want to ask him, is it worth putting $100? Because most people were texting us that day. You literally have a better chance of just flushing the toilet with that $100 and magically it gurgles up $90,000 in return. Well, I want to see what Pizzola thinks. If the odds are that big, does he think it's worth, you know, taking a flyer, putting $100 on it to win 90,000? A couple other things I want to get to with Pizzola. You know, he lives in Toronto. He's a huge Raptors fan. I want to know his thoughts and what the media tenor is in Toronto with the Kawhi trade. So a lot of stuff to talk about. We'll give you a code word. We will talk with Rob Pizzola when we come back.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.